So we're going to start this broadcast right now. We were talking about is soul food American food?
Yes.
Soul food is not American food.
How is it not originated in a part of America?
Would Donald Trump cook soul food?
No, but Donald Trump is a piece of shit. Donald Trump's a piece of shit.
He's American.
No, I don't consider him American. Fuck out of here.
If I type American in on Google, I do not see anything represented as African American. First of all, what was your question? What was your question that sparked this conversation?
What foods would you get rid of? Italian food, Mexican food, Chinese food, or American food?
So, you have to give up Mexican, Italian, what else? Mexican, Italian, Chinese.
Asian.
Sushi's out.
All the Asian food.
All the Asian food is out.
Or American food.
So, all American food.
I chose American food.
But
my fellow friend told me that if I give up American food, I have to give up soul food.
Yes, that's American. It originated in the South, bro.
No, it did not.
The part of America.
Okay, it originated in the South, but we were brought over here.
Yeah,
we are an extension. Yeah, yeah.
Hold on.
We are represented.
Some of the food that y'all
we are not represented.
Don't grow in Africa.
We are not represented. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Bro, you know how much Africa, it don't matter.
Not anymore.
Yes, they do. Africa is the richest country in the world.
By far. Y'all need this little piece of thing that's in
Africa is number one. It don't matter what.
You guys realize Africa has been getting stripped of its valuable resources for centuries.
Because of American
so poor.
Because of American.
No, that was Britain. Britain did all that shit before we were ever a thing. Centuries. It's been getting raped for its fucking resources. Diamond. Blood diamond. Come
on. It's still going on.
Yeah, I know it is.
That's why you say they got a lot of food resources.
You saying food resources?
Yes, they do.
They got
a lot of different shit. But there's some shit that we have here that they don't have there.
They damn near have everything.
They're cooking greens the same way there that we do here.
I'll tell you one thing. They have
the same way. The same way.
You not cook greens.
No, I don't. My aunts do.
Not like our aunt.
Probably not.
As far as greens grow, it's part of America.
It's part of America. I'm sorry. It's part of America. It's a wrap. It's Americanized food. It's a wrap.
No.
Yes,
no. It's not American food. No, you gotta stay here. No. It's not American food.
Bye, John.
The recipes and everything originated in America.
The recipes originated here because we are here. Because we got bought here. If African Americans didn't get bought here, soul food would be an African culture, whatever the motherfucker.
It wouldn't know nothing about
it.
It wouldn't know nothing about no goddamn collard greens.
Eastern Europeans will have to travel to Africa in order to eat soul food. If slavery didn't happen, if we were all still indigenous people from our own countries that we came from. That's what I'm saying. You can't steal soul food, categorize as American food, and say, hey, black people, you can't eat that no more.
It's not yours. It's American.
But what? Nigga, please.
You cook it. Hey, you cook it.
Yeah. Now, if you Google.
You have a soul food restaurant. Let's have soul food restaurants. See who's going to be better.
No, honestly, they can't cook it. They can't cook it because the shit going to be like bland. It's going to be bland. They ain't going to have no seasoning, no flavor, none of that bullshit.
Right.
That's all it's going to taste like is bullshit.
Now, if you Google American or America on Google, you will see nothing related to black people for a very long time. And even the suggested words, nothing that supports African Americans in this country, as they say, we are represented. But they were late on the laws that were put in place. We were three-fifths of a man for a very long time. Let that sink in.
Three-fifths
of a man. We were missing two.
Oh shit, that's crazy.
Y'all have a good day. Bless y'all.